Well, let's talk to Dr. Jim Wicks now, who's Managing Director of Primer Design, based in Southampton, one of the team behind a new diagnostic test for Ebola. Good morning.
Good morning, Rachel.
We were hearing just there from the doctor how important it is to be able to confirm whether a patient has Ebola or not. So tell us a little bit about your test.
Yeah, absolutely right. Crucial information to control the outbreak of Ebola. And you'll have heard her mention the laboratory that they've got on site at their hospital there. The thing of note there is that's run by the CDC, so that's American scientists who have been imported and an American laboratory. So what we've developed is an easier-to-use test, a simplified version of that same technology that the CDC are using. But we've de-skilled it to an extent that it could be rolled out across many more sites, which is exactly what's happening across Africa right now. You know, field hospitals are being built to handle the number of patients, and they're going to need diagnostic facilities within those hospitals. So we're trying to design a technology that is could be used by, you know, relatively low-skilled scientists or people with a basic level of training in the field.
Yeah, what we need is something also that's going to be cheap and widely available quite quickly.
Yep, that's right. So ours is relatively cost effective. So we're talking about £5 a test, something of that sort of level. And crucially, our test is also freeze dried, which means that you can ship it. The logistics of moving it around Africa are very easy. The current technology needs to be shipped in a cold chain, so it needs to remain frozen. And obviously, there aren't trains of refrigerated trucks travelling around West Africa. And even when you've got a test to a laboratory, you can't guarantee you're going to have a good electricity supply. So that's the other big innovation that we've made, is the ability to move these tests around in the field without the need for a cold chain.
And it looks at the DNA on a fingerprint, because Ebola has its own unique DNA, as I understand it. But how quick can you get the result through?
So it's around about a two-hour test. So you take a blood sample, you need to extract that genetic information from the blood. So in the case of Ebola, it's RNA rather than DNA, but you extract that. You combine that with the contents of our kit, and then you're about an hour and a half away from getting an answer then.
Well, good luck with it. I hope it's of some use eventually. Thanks for telling us about it.
Thanks, Rachel.
And Dr. Jim Wicks from Primer Design.